Hello and welcome back to another installment of Casual Trekker. This is Scott. This is going to be my review of Star Trek Lower Decks Season 4, Episode 2, I Have No Bones Yet I Must Flee. This episode was terrifying because you had a little cute thing running around the ship eating people's bones. Drinking them, I guess. And it was quite crazy. And then you had the back and forth between Ransom and Mariner, because Mariner overheard a conversation between Ransom and Shax and took it the wrong way. So she was trying to set it up for failure. And then in doing so, Ransom thought that she's the one that let this creature out. Meanwhile, it turns out that in the menagerie, there was two humans that were the ones that were behind it, trying to take it over for themselves. Which place they got arrested promptly. And then they had to serve justice. We didn't, of course, get to see the trial or anything like that, but you can assume that's what happened. And this is also the episode where Rutherford gets his promotion. After he goes around trying to do things to increase power to certain things, and a fellow ensign keeps on one-upping him, and then the entire time he's like, no! And then at the final last moment, he finally gets his one-uppings from not doing something new, but from accepting something that he had already done. And then that fellow ensign was like, no! So it was a nice little payoff to that episode-long back and forth. Then, not to mention the stuff with Boimler, where he walks into the quarters and he's blinded by the red glow. And then later on in the episode, the same thing happens. And then Rutherford just goes over to the control console and changes the room dynamic for the lighting to where it takes it away. This is after Boimler decided to move into the crawl space, the Jeffrey tube. And this was a fun episode. You had a terrifying creature going on. You had a callback to TNG with Beverly and Beverly Crusher and Deanna, I think is who was in there. And with them, with Shax and Ransom wearing the exact same outfit. And then we get a little send-off to the lower deck's quarters. It's very similar. It reminded me of Cheers a little bit. To where he comes back to his space, looks at it one time again, and then shuts off the lights, and then that's it. It's over with. So now they are moving to new quarters with new responsibilities, but made sure to know that we think that we know that it is they're still lower deckers, and the show is still going to be about lower decks, even though they're junior grade lieutenants now, which makes sense. They're in the fourth season. I hear other people doing their YouTube video stuff, not knowing what year Lower Decks is based in, but Season 1 was in 2380. Season 2 was in 2381. Go so forth and so on. And so now they should be in 2384. If not 2383. This is why it's important in TV shows to mention your date at some point in time. Because an episode, like for instance Prodigy, it could be all existed in 6 months. Or 3 or 4 days. And then have a time jump at the end, rather than like TNG, where each episode was a week in between each other, or maybe even 6 months or so between episodes, as I've noticed in a couple of the TNG episodes with how the Captain's Log starts out. But this little adorable little thing, the only thing that it said was its name. And it said it so adorably. It reminded me of the mushroom guy from Mario. He's like, but we're adorable. Reminded me of that. I would not be surprised if they made like plushies that I think his name was Mumpsy? I can never get that name right. But it was a fun episode. There wasn't really anything about it that wasn't too like. I mean, maybe we could have done a little bit more on the zoo and seen some more callbacks possibly. But that's okay. You didn't need to always have callbacks in Star Trek Lower Decks. Sometimes it's fun. Sometimes it's just overkill and would be literally fan service and doesn't service the plot. So I get that completely. But outside of that, I thought it was a good episode. It's one of those bittersweet things because, yay, we got two episodes on the 7th of September. But then that means that we're also losing a week. At the tail end. So now next week is going to be the third episode, and I hope that it's as good as both of these are averaging out to be. My past criticism of the first episode was that they both felt like A plots, and so you didn't really get a lot of service time to both things. This one here is not the case at all. You had good time with the zoo between Ransom and Mariner, and then you also had the thing going on between Rutherford and that incident, and then also Rutherford and Tindy, and then also Billups giving him the promotion instead of that other ensign because of his past work, and then him having the revelation to Tindy that he turned down those promotions because he didn't want to be away from her. He values that friendship. And those are the beats that you want in the episode more so than just constant developing plot. Because your plot can develop, but that doesn't mean it's going to go anywhere. Or the last thing you want to do is have a rushed plot. So I thought episode 2, based off of that, was the stronger of the two, based off of how the characters are interacting with each other and what develops from that and how it ends. But episode 1 was really good because of the whole Voyager and us getting a little touchstone with what happened there, because Lower Decks is part of the Star Trek cinematic universe type deal. So it's good to touch base on these things because it's only set a couple of years after Voyager came back. So it kind of gives us closure as to what happened in this prime timeline instead of reading about it on Wikipedia or Memory Alpha. It's always fun to see it. Like in the other episode with Lower Decks, where we got to see the amusement park with the Phoenix at Bozeman, Montana. I thought that was clever. So it's kind of like in that vein. But on the all, episode 2, because of that cute little creature that was drinking everyone's bones, and because of the relationships between the ensigns becoming junior grades completely, because we know that Boimler and Mariner got their promotions along with Tindy, and now they're all back together again in a new part of the ship, but still are Lower Deckers. It's fun to see them evolving over time. And being season 4, they definitely needed a change in dynamic. With that will conclude this podcast.